Well, fellas, I'm sorry. It's just that I had to say my piece about Yaesu. I've been a Yaesu aficionado. I mean, when I got into ham radio, my first radio was a Tempo 1. And Tempo 1 was, if you took the grill work off the radio to work on the radio, or replace tubes or something, everything on the inside said Yaesu Musin on it. So that was like Yaesu's first radio. And then they got into the 101 series, and I had the 101E, I had a 101 double E, and an EX. And I stayed within that line for a long time, bought the 757 GX, kept that for a while, bought an FT1, which at the time was the flagship of the line. Nice radios, but that always required some kind of repair. The FT1 did not. The FT1 came, it's kind of funny, the FT1 had ISA slots in it. A lot of their boards were ISA-type plug-in. And it worked well. They had extender boards on them so you could adjust things if you needed it. Almost never needed it. Everything was a plug-in. I bought the radio from a friend for $1,000. He had paid something like $1,500 on it when he first bought it, and he did not put the FM module in or any of the CW filters and stuff. I added all that stuff, and everything worked great. So, but it always seemed like they always needed repair. They always needed to be shipped back. You know, it's a lot. You know, even if you're not paying for the repair, it's the shipping is what kills you because the radio's so doggone heavy. Well, the newer radios are lighter, but still the shipping is comparable to what it used to be. So, get away with that. You know, you got to listen to us older guys. We've been there. We've done it. But if I go into another HF rig, it's either going to be a 7100 or a 705. I have a friend here in Westland that has one. Westland. Now he's in Taylor. And another friend that used to live 6 blocks west of me here in Redford Township now lives in Lakeland, Florida. And he's got a 705, and he loves it. So give it a thought, man. Have a good one. Enjoy. WRX.